Today's daf is Midos daf Lamed Hey, and we are on the top of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, which is Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel, as we continue here in Meseches Midos, 4 days that we have before we finish Seder Kachim, and then by the time we get to the last Mesechta in all of Shas Bavli, and that is Meseches Nida. That is on the horizon. But first we have Meseches Midos, the second Perek. We started the second Perek as we continue the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, going from out to in, and we got past Har HaBayis, which was 500 by 500. Most of the open area was from the south, where Bnei Yisrael did most of what they needed to do. And we spoke about how you came into Har HaBayis, how you went out of Har HaBayis, the right side, the left side, and now we are further in. Further in. If we're going in from out to in Har HaBayis, the next thing we get to is the Soreg, Lefnim Imenu Soreg, the low wooden fence that is put around the Azara, around the Ezras Nashim and the Azara, all around. A Soreg of all Yutfachim, it was 10 Tfachim high, short fence. Vishlosh Esrei Pirtzos Hayelo. And there were 13 Pirtzos that were made in the Soreg. I think we referred to this last time. Shepirtza Malchei Yavan, the Yavanim were the ones that made these Pirtzos in the wall. Chazru Vigidram, and when the Chashmonam were able to overcome and overpower and defeat the Yavanim during the time of Bayesheni, the Gazru connect on Yigimel Ishtachavayos, and they were Gozer and decreed 13 Ishtachavayos as a Hoda'ah for the salvation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to them. Why were they so interested in making these pirtzes? So that we mentioned for the Mefarshim. The Mefarshim on this Mishnah say it. The Tosfos Yontif mentions that the Soreg was the border, as described not here, but in Meseches Kalim, the first parak. The Soreg was the border up until where Ovdei Kochav and Umos Olam were allowed to go up to in the base of Mikdash. The Yavanim were not interested in that. They didn't want to, as we know, have any Hevdalim, any separations, any differences between Jew and non-Jew. The chel was the area right just inside the Soreg. And that's why they didn't want to have this separation. He quotes that from earlier sources, the Tosfos Yontif. He says, even though that's an original creative pshat, and that's what we mentioned, he quotes from the Rambam, other purposes of this story. But either way, this is the little fence that was there. Remember, the Yavanim did not want to destroy us, weren't as interested. The Rambam, Hilchos Chanukah, Zmanim, second half. The Yavanim were not interested in killing us. I mean, there were terrible tsaras that they did against us, but they were mostly interested in the spiritual destruction, unlike the story of Purim. But the spiritual destruction was that, there's nothing unique and special about the Jewish religion. You could have your Mikdash, we'll have our temples, we'll all, be together in the gymnasium, but there's nothing special about it. That's why the word Yavanim, Yud Vav Nun, is only, it's just lines. Right, there's no pnimius to those letters because there's nothing inside that they believed in. It was just the physical. They celebrated the human body, and that's what they believed in. But the our victory obviously was that the Beis HaMikdash is something special and a symbol of what is inside of us. Right? One of the few places the Rambam talks about history in Mishnah Torah is in Hilchos Chanukah. In very few places, beginning of Hilchos Ishus, here, beginning of Avodas Kochavim, and every time he talks about history, obviously there's a message. Why does he talk about history in Mishnah Torah, which is a halachic conceptual analysis of the Torah? So why is that? So again, we have to work on why dafka history is mentioned here. That's the Rambam. B'bayi Sheni Kishamolchu Yavan V'gazru Gzeros Al Yisrael. Rambam here does not mention the Pirtzos, but he just mentioned the Gzeiros. Ubatlu daitam v'lo hinicho osam lasok b'torah v'mitzvos. He didn't let us function as Jews. Upashtu yadam b'mamonam uvivnosehem v'nichnusu lahechal. He does mention it. He does mention the details. Upartu apirtzos. He says he mentioned they went into the hechal. So that's not talking about the so Pirtzos. Because first he says they went into the Heichal and they broke some things. Vitimu hataros, vitzar lahem li Yisrael ma'od mipneihem. A lot of tzaras. They didn't break things. They just went around and wore matame everything. They took sources of tumah and they touched everything they could. Vilachtzum lachatz gadol. They gave him tzaras. They took tremendous lachatz. Acharichim aleim elokei avoseinu vahoshiyam miyadam v'yitzilam v'gavru b'nei chashmonai hakonim hagdolim v'haragum vahoshiyo yisrael miyadam. And they killed their enemies, and they saved them. Amidu melech min hakohanim v'chazra malchus liyisrael yeser al matayim shanim ad achor b'rasheni. For another 200 years, they had the malchus. Good. The Rambam, also we mentioned in the past, does not give any negative impression of the story. It doesn't sound like there's anything wrong with the Hanukkah story, even though he mentions that one of the kings that was appointed was from the Chashmonaim, who were Kohanim. And how could you have a Kohen who was the Melech? So this will come up as from the end of today's daf. But the Rambam does not give any impression there's anything negative, right? Very different than the Ramban and Parshas Vayechi on the Pasuk of Lo Yasa Shevet Yehuda, where he talks about the problem that took place when the Chashmonaim took the Malchus. But that is the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah and Perek Gimel of Hilchas Megillah V'Chanukah. So again, that's there. He mentions the Pirtzos, but different Pirtzos. But that's what the Mishnah here mentions, that they made 13 Pirtzos. Why Dafka 13? Also something not focused on so much by the Farshim. Maybe according to the Ramban, there Yud Gimel Ikari Amuna, and that's what they maybe they were trying to undermine that. But either way, this is the pierces that were made in the Sorig, and they fixed it when they came back. Lifnimi menu achel eser amos. Inside the Sorig was the chel 13 amos, 10 amos. Of Shneim Aser Malos Hayusham. So now we get 12 steps that go up from the Chel up until the Ezras Nashim. How tall were the steps? How much higher was that? Remember, Har Bais was built on a mountain. So as you kept going up, there were steps there to make it flat. Ezra Abos Hayusham Rumala Chatzi Amma Vishulcha Chatzi Amma. The height of each step was half an Amma, and the depth of each step was half an Amma. And all steps that were in the base of Eglash went up half an amma, and its depth was half an amma. Chutz mishel ulam, except the ones in front of the ulam, as we will see. Once we're talking about rules, we talk about the following rules. All the doorways that were there, gofan chaf amma v'rachban eser amos, were 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. Chutz mishel ulam, except for the ulam, also had different measurements. Call up Sachem Shayisham by Ilham Dulasos. All doors that were there. Have a Gemara in Yuma, please. All Psachim that were there. They had doors. Chus Mishel Ulam. The doorways all had doors except for the Ulam. Remember the Rambam Shita. The Rambam has 10 conditions for the Chiyuv of Mezuzah. And one of them is a door. The Rambam Shita is out of the 10 conditions. The Mezuzah one needs a door. So we don't paskin like that Rambam. Interesting to think about, who the doorways in the Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaKnesses technically does not need a mezuzah. But if you eat somewhere and you do other activities somewhere, so Lechora, the Beis HaMikdash, if they did other activities, they slept, the Beis HaMokah, the Beis HaFetus, as we have spoken about, Lechora, some of them had mezuzahs. Who donated those mezuzahs, what were they made of, and the chulu. But either way, this according to the Rambam, maybe this doorway did not have one. All the Pesachim had, except for the one from the Ulam. Kol Sha'arim Shayisham Hayu Elohim Shkufos. All the gates had lintels on top. Chutz Bishel Tedi, right, the one in the north that was never used that we mentioned. Shahayu Shem Shtei Avanim Mutu Zu Alzu, but there was no lintel on top. Kol Sha'arim Shayisham Nishtanu Lio Shel Zahav Chutz Mishar Nikanar. All the doors, the gates eventually were changed to gold, except for Shar Nikanor, Bibresha Nasa Bohen Nais, because the Nais that occurred there, Vishom Bibresha Nuchashan Matziv, or the copper itself was shining, and therefore they didn't have to change it. But remember, Shar Nikanor, we should at least read it once, right? The Gemara in Yuma Lamed Ches, the story of Nikanor and the Mesiras Nefesh of Nikanor, which is so crucial for our life, that in the Beis HaMikdash they kept these doors. They kept these doors and did not make it gold. Right? That's what the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Ches quotes our Mishnah. Midos, Beis Gimel, quotes the Mishnah. What was the Nais? Says Gemara, Ma Nisa Naslo Dalsosav Amr Kshalach Nikana Lavi Dalsos Me Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. After he made these doors in Alexandria, he took it by boat, Bachazira, so Amar Alav Nachshol Shebayam Litovo. Amar Alav, as if it was specifically a Nisayan for him. Amar Alav, wasn't just like there was a storm. There was a storm on him. Amar Alav, Nachshol Shebayam Litovo. Sometimes the Gemara gives the impression, just thinking about it now, two daf beforehand. Over here, Daf Lamed Hey Mabes, right? We have the story of Hillel on the roof when he couldn't get into the base, base Medrash. So what does the Gemara there say? V'yarad, right? It was the Teves, V'yarad Alav, Sheleg Min HaShemayim. Snow fell on him. Maybe it didn't fall anywhere else. On him. There was a pie, there was a couple of feet of snow on him. Kshalbar HaShachar, they looked up, and Shmai and Aftalia, they didn't know what was going on there. But again, similar idea. Alav. So Amar Alav, Nachshol Shebayam, Lutavo. Notlu achas min mehen vitilu layam. They threw one of the doors into the water to get some weight off. Va'adayin lo nachayam izapo. And the sea did not become calm. Bikshu lahatala sachaverta omad hu vekarcha. And he jumped on the door. They were going to throw it in. No, he says, if the door is going in, you're throwing me too. Omad lema tiluni ima miyad nachayam izapo. Right when he showed that mesiras nefesh, that was it. Noach Hayam, the Yam, calm down. You might think he was happy that he saved one of the doors. No. He's like, what am I going to do with one door now? Maybe he thought the base of this wouldn't take it. I have only one door. Once they got to Akko, either the door was floating next to the boat, or there was a fish animal that swallowed it, v'kiyata le'yabasha, spit it out onto the yabasha. And that's what Shlomo refers to in the Pasuk at Shir HaShirim. But either way, this is the nace. It's not just the nace, it's the mesiras nefesh. Right? They didn't just keep the door because of the nace that occurred, the mesiras nefesh that was shown by Nicanor in order to give something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was something that we want to remember. If you look here just in the Tosfos Yeshanim, just Amar Nachshol, he just adds, Lo mipnei she'asa aveira kishahalach leMitzrayim. Don't think this was a punishment. He went to Mitzrayim, so this is a punishment. Kidda amrinan bisifri lagur sham iata choser avalata choser l'schor l'kibasha aretz. You're not allowed to live there, right? I can live anywhere in the entire world except for Mitzrayim. And I guess Har HaBayis. Can't live on Har HaBayis either. But besides that, anywhere else in the world, one is allowed, it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But one is not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. We know that Pasuk says it three times in the Torah. Not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. All different emphases. But says the Tosfos Yeshanim, don't think that this was a punishment for Nicanor for living there because he went for business. Went for business, and therefore you're allowed to go for business. That's the Radvaz's discussion of the Rambam. How did the Rambam live in Mitzrayim? He was there. So the Radvaz says, oh, and how did the Radvaz live there? The Radvaz was also chief rabbi in Egypt. So he suggests maybe if you originally go down to not to be Lagur, you go down for business, you go down for a visit, and then you decide. So then Bishas, Maisa, you went down, there was no Isser. And afterwards, it's Lav Sheva Maisa, you're not doing anything, you're just staying there. Tzarechian. But again, many different suggestions given how to limit that Isser of living in Egypt. Maybe only this is only to go down the exact same paths of the 42 Masa'os. It's as if you're undoing Yetzias Mitzrayim if you go back down those paths. Or, you know, other reasons. But either way, this fascinating mitzvah that we have, which the Tosfos Yeshanim links to the Nicanor Gemara. Okay, that is all Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. Kol v'kolak salim shahayusham. All the walls were a certain high level height, except for the eastern wall, Shahakoin. Sorry if it's a para, because the Kohen that stood on Harazesim, east of Harabais, needed to be able to see in as he did the avoda of the Paraduma. Shahakoin, sorry if it's a para, Omeid Barosh Hara Mishcha, Umis Kavain. He stood on the top of Har HaMishcha, and he was mechavein. V'ro'a b'pitzcho shalheichol b'shas hazayis hadam. And he had to see the Pesach HaHeichol as he was being mazeh, the dam from Har HaZeisim, and therefore the eastern wall was was shorter, right? So it just says Kohen, we paskin, as I think we referred to this the last time, but the 2 days ago, there is a machlokas tanoim in Maseches Para, whether the Kohen Gadol has to be the one to do the avoda. We paskin not. We paskin that the Kohen Gadol does not. Everybody agrees that the first one was not done by the Kohen Gadol, right? The first paradum and Parshas Chukas was done by the Skan Kohen Gadol, right? That's Rashi points that out. But the question is, what about after that? Is that just an example? Or is that just an exception to the rule because Aaron couldn't do it? Okay, but either way, this is the machlokas tanaim, and we paskin this mishnah is going like the shita that any kohen can do it. The Briskerov points out in Para, without getting into the questions that he's answering, the Griz in Hilchas Para discusses what exactly has to be seen by the kohen hasoref, and he quotes based on a. This is here in Ilchas Para. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong spot. Ilchas Para, Perek Dal Halacha Hey, Nirimuchrach Mavur Bidivrei Arambam. Without getting into the questions, the Sfira Li DeBeEmes Lo Nomar Klal Din Shel Kneged HaPesach B'Sreifa Sapara. Right, what is it? It's Beinan Kneged HaPesach Kadesh Yuchal Liros Bo Es Aheichal Atzmo Mi Bifrim Shezeo Eitzem Aheichal. Seeing the opening. It's seeing in. The opening usually allows you to see in. By saying that, he answers some questions. And he uses that to explain a couple of formulations of the Rambam, but that's to see in and not to see just the Pesach. That's just the siman of the inside also. Paraduma obviously is a lot to talk about. There were nine paradumas. We're waiting for number 10. As the Rambam, the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out that the Rambam in Ilchos Para adds in two words. When he talks about the tenth, we know there was one done in the time of Moshe, and another eight, and then the tenth one is going to be done, B'mos HaMashiach, Mehera Yigala, the Rambam adds two words. May he speedily come in our days. And even the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos adds this. Right, we think it's a new idea when we have many, end off at Dvar Torah. Mehera Yimeinu Amen, the end of Mashiach, we think that's it. That's not a new thing. Right, the Rambam does that in Mishnah Torah. Right, Mehera Yigala. Lubavitch Rebbe points out that why the Rambam is not giving a Dvar Torah to Simcha here. He's writing Mishnah Torah. You know, what exactly is the Rambam adding two words in Mishnah Torah, Mehera Yigala? So says Lubavitch Rebbe, because it's an emotional, he can't not say it. Tzipisa Yeshua is so part of the Rambam, which has to be part of all of us, but it's so part of the Rambam that he has to come out with it if he's talking about this, Mehera Yigala. Why does he say it every time he talks about Mashiach and Ilchas Malachim? Okay, Kasha. But at least here in Para, when he talks about this halacha, he adds in Mehera Yigala. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, as also we mentioned before, that if you look in the Torah, when Paradum is stated, interesting where it is juxtaposed in the Torah. What's it doing in Parshas Chukas? Right, Tumah Vatara probably should be in Sefer Vayikra. Right, why did Hashem wait for Chukas to give the laws of Paraduma and Tumas Meis? Right, all of Tumah Vatara, almost everything, put it in Tazria, Mitzorah, okay, different type of Tumah Vatara there, but what's it doing there? And he says, maybe the secret is what happens right before, right after. Right before Chukas is Korach, that's year number 2. Right after Chukas, Miriam dies. Right, year 40. Right, there are 38 blackout years, as he calls them. That the years that we know nothing about, and it just switched. The Torah switches. The middle of Chukas, 38 years have gone by. What's put in those 38 years? What does the Torah tell us? Paraduma. Why? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. Because what were they dealing with during those 38 years? A lot, but they were dealing with death. They were dealing with the whole Dorah, had to die out before they could go into Eretz Yisrael. Death is a mocking fate. This is in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav. Death is a mocking fate which awaits us all, a trauma of human helplessness which disturbs our existential serenity. It is an absurdity which undoes all of man's rational planning, dreams, and hopes. We wonder why should the foremost of God's creations have an awareness of his mortality? Animals don't really have an awareness. They have an instinct. They don't think about it all their lives. and therefore live in constant dread and distress in the face of its inevitability. The real chok is not paraduma, but death itself. Right, and that's Rav Soloveitchik says, this is supposed to help Am Yisrael, help us deal with this. Each person is a microcosm, an olam katan, an individuality with dignity, an original with worthiness. That is why human death is so abhorrently ugly and it has tumma. V'chulu, and he continues and discusses that the way that a person becomes tahar from tumas beis is different than almost all others. All others, I can just go to a mikveh and jump in and become tahar. Tumas beis, I need something, somebody else to help, as if to show that I'm not in charge. I need somebody to be mazeh on me. The defiled must perform the act himself, usually. It cannot be done for him. That's tevila. Tevila implies a capacity to change one's condition. Hazaa, the tameh cannot sprinkle it upon himself. He is a condition of dependency, and his own initiative is not enough. You need tevila and hazaa. Tumas beis v'chulu, and he continues, but he says this is supposed to help us deal with this situation. They quote that Reb Chaim Brisker, when he was getting older, and he was thinking about the end of his life, he wrote a lot, he studied a lot of Hilchos Tumas Meis. That's why out of all the halachas of the Gerach al Rambam, we have more entries on Hilchos Tumas Meis than any other. We only have like one on Tefillah, one or two on Tefillah, and one on Yisodi HaTorah. Hilchos Tumas Meis, we have 10 pages. Right? That's what he spent a lot of time on as he got older. It is Hashem, represented by the Torah, who is the ultimate purifier of the scourge and terror of death. The totally irrational ritual of paraduma suggests that human effort to comprehend death and to lessen its dread are futile without an acceptance of a providential God. The Hulu, and he continues, and that's these blackout years, as he calls them. That's what they were dealing with, and that's why Hashem gave them this halacha to be able to try to deal with it from a halachic perspective. Okay, that's Mishnah Dalet. Ezra Sadashim, now we're getting closer in. Ezra Sanashim, Isa Orech, Mea Vishloshim Vachamesh, Al Rocha, Mea Vishloshim Vachamesh. 135 by 135 square. But the entire square was not space that you can walk. Vidal Shachos Hayu, Vidalad Mixa Oseha, Shalmem Mem Ama. Each corner had a room that was 40 by 40 amos. Velohayu Bakuros, they did not have a roof on them. Vakachin Asidim Lios, and so too in the future. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Yechezkel. Remember, as we discussed in the Hakdama, Yechezkel, they built Bayis Shedi, which is Mesechus Midos is Bayis Shedi. They built it based on Bayis Shlishi and on Bayis Rishon. They couldn't fully understand Bayis Shlishi, Yechezkel, but they did what they could, and they based it on Bayis Rishon too. So that's why these psukim are also relevant. Shneamar vayotzieni alachatzar achitzona vayaviradi alabaras b'ksoi achatzar, says Yechezkel. Remember, Yechezkel was in Bavel, but he had a vision of the Mikdash. He was brought into by an Ish Elokim into the Mikdash, and he was shown the whole structure. They brought me out, they passed me by on the four, Miksoi Achatzer, Vine Chatzer, Miksoi Achatzer, Vigomer, Barbas, Miksoi Achatzer, Chatzeros, Kituros, Vikituros, Elashina Mikuros. Kituros means not roofed, right? And that's how it's going to be in the future. Mahoy Mishamshos, I guess the nace is that it didn't rain in or get wet, anything that was happening in these four corners. My name is Shabshos. Dromis Mizrachis. Sorry, Bobastra, please. Dromis Mizrachis. He is a Lishka at Azirim. The southeast was the Lishka of the Nazir. Shasham on Azirim of Vashlim Eshalmehem. That's where the Nazirs cooked their Shlamim, the Shalmei Nazir. Vumakalchim Esaran. And that's where they got a haircut. Umishalchim Tachas Adud. And they threw their hair under the pot. So again, if it would have rained, that would go out, and that would not be good. So that's where they used to throw their hair. Why dafka their hair? Remember the hair that we mentioned in the past. One of the mefarshim, I think by left, writes in one of his svarim, the hair symbolizes our transition from ruchnius to gashmius. It's the top of our head. Again, not if you stand regular, not with your hands up. Hands also have something special. The tilos yadayim, the hands also are the highest part of us if we lift up our hands. But the hair is the transition. And a nazir is out of the proper balance between the ruchnius and the gashmius. And that's why dafka, we shave the head as if to start again in terms of the proper balance that one needs to have. Remember the Rambam, Hilchos Deos, talks about that a nazir is not something positive. It's not an ideal. We shouldn't be a nazir. It's not a goal that we should have. Right? It just means that I'm out of balance from the middle path, which the Rambam discusses, and Hilchos Deos, that's the ultimate goal, to be on the middle path. And if somebody has to go become a Nazir for a little bit to go to one extreme in order to get back to the middle, okay, that is a short-term solution, but not something that we're supposed to always be. Hamahalech b'derech zu, the Rambam says, Nikra chote. Hare yomer b'nazir v'chiper alam yashachat ala nefesh. Right, the Nazir is called a sinner. He has to bring a karban chatas. Why? Because he deprived himself of certain benefits. And hanoz, amr chachamim, umaim nazir shlo pirish ala menayayin tzora kapara, hamoni atzmo mikol dover alachas kama vakama. Surely a person should not be a Nazir. That's the Rambam. That's not one of the ideals. And that, if we always mention, the Ramban is against that. The Ramban of Parshas Naso has a tremendous chiddush that this karban chatas is brought al shem ha'asid. Really, a Nazir is a good thing, says the Rambam. The Ramban. Valderach ha'pshat, he says. He is now sitting at the end of his Naziris. He now is very holy. He's being a Nazir. It's really appropriate for all of us to be in a state of Kedusha, like a Nazir is. Because the pasuk in Amos, Hishva Oso Akas Lanavi, the pasuk appears a Nazir to a Navi, and therefore he needs a kapara for what he's about to do. He needs a kapara b'shuvo lehitamei b'ta'avas ha'olam, because he has now decided to go back to the world, and that is a tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Ben Achai points out, im kol atam hazeh lo yatzah karbano shel Nazir min hachiddush ki echad matzino karban ala asin. Rabbi Bachai, a faithful Talmud of the Ramban, says, where do you ever have a Talmud for what, where do you have a Karban Chatas for what you're going to do in the future? Ki achidush yedenu mizbar kim alderech ha-kabbalah. Says, that's not the pshat. Even though my Rebbe said it, but it's something magical about it. But either way, this is the southeastern corner. That was the Lishkas HaNazirim. Next, Mizrachis Sfonis, northeastern corner. That's where the wood used to be. Shoshama Kohanim Bali Mumin. That's where the Kohanim who had Bali Mumin, who couldn't do the Avodah, they used to check the wood for worms. Matzliyano Eitzim, to make sure that it was not moist and wormy. That's why also it couldn't rain in, even though there was no roof. And any wood that had a worm, it was Pasol Al Gabi Amizbech. Right? Piece of wood, a log that had a worm would be considered a balmum. Balmum is not just when it comes to an animal, but even a piece of wood. The Gemara even has the suffix back in Menachos on Daf Pehe. If I makdish a piece of wood that has a worm that's wormy, do I violate the isser of Hakdashas balmum lemikdash? That's an Issa Daraisa. Issa Daraisa being Makdash about Mum. If I Makdash an animal with a Mum, and I know that it has a Mum, so then I get Malkus for that. I'm Makdash about, I forget Malkus, I violate the Isser. And if you have a Velapshi Ishba Maisa. Shalom Nakdish, Resh Pei Hei, the Sefer Achinuch says, Shalom Nakdish Bali Mumin, Lahakrivan Lamizdeach. Fi Af Alpi Shalom Hikrivam, Behekdish Lavadi Eshis Olaf. Just being Makdash them is an Aveira, says the Sefer Achinuch. And he says, and then he says, even Bizman Azeh. And then he adds, Uminanire Shaloye Bezamakos Lovishim Bomaisa. Lachora, there's a lot of shame Bomaisa because you were just Makdish. Aval Ra'isi Laharambam Shekasav Hamakdish Balmum Loke. The Rambam says you get Malkus for Makdish Balmum because maybe the Rambam considers it like Mamir, says the Chinuch, which has Malkus even though there's no Maisa. Shezev Azeh Hektishu. Interesting, if you compare Temura to Hekdesh, the Elov Nishma, the Torah Nevakesh Bipiyu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzavakos Hu. That's how the Chinuch ends, talking about the Rambam. I think that it shouldn't be Malkus, but maybe he says there is Malkus, maybe it is like Temura. And that's what the Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch here discusses, all different aspects of Hakdashas Bal Mum. But if you look in Menachis, on Daf Pehei, the Gemara here has the suffix. If you're Makdash, the Mishnah, the Gemara there quotes our Mishnah, in Midos. So whenever we have a Gemara elsewhere that quotes Midos, we have to look at it because there's no Gemara here in Midos. So after quoting our Mishnah, call H. Nisabot Talas, Pasal Gabi Mizbeach, Omar Shmuel, Loshanu Elalach, Aval Yavish Go Rova Kasher, Ba'i Rava, Hikdisho Maushe Yilke Allah Mishum Balmum. If you amakdish a wormy piece of wood, do you get Malkus for Baal Mum. That's where maybe the Rambam gets it from. Because it says Yilka here. Yilka Mishab Baal Mum. Kivan to Pasol Kabal Mum Dami. Odilma Ein Baal Mum Ella Bibehema. That's the question. Is this, is it really only by animals, or does it apply outside as well? There's a number of questions there. What if you amakdish flour that was wormy? Is that, you're going to get a malchus for that? What about, right, a couple of questions in a row that were asked here? Either way, this is the suffix in Menachas. Menachas Chinuch there fascinatingly discusses, and this he relates to other times as well. Let's say I was makdish a Baal Mum Agabe HaMizbeach, mamish. Could I do she'ela on the hektish and undo my avera? Right, is there any idea of ever getting out of my avera not with tshuva? Right, I ate truma by accident. It's great, I'll go to the person who was mafrish, I'll make it untruma. It won't be truma, I won't. Right, maybe it'll be tevel, that could be a separate problem. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, v'nirali pashut. You're going to get malchus anyway. You can't get out of it. Why? You can't undo your avera. You're right. The item that was used at the time is no longer subject to the same avera, but he says you cannot do that. Ki lo matzinu b'shum makom im b'shas hadibur hu avera t'tani she'ela. Kemo shvu ashav o sheker. Kamosha achalti, you violate, you say you're not going to eat something and you ate it, then you be shoel. You don't find it anywhere. Of course, you get malchus. Im ki yesh lachalek, maybe you could be mechalek between the shvu and hektish, ki hektish nifkala mafreya, lo yovar klam, mikobam, ein zesvara. You don't find it anywhere. Not only would it not work, even if it would work, you don't find that that's the way to undo your averis. Right? The Bali Mepharshim point out. We don't find any source anywhere that you should try to get rid of your avera in a more artificial way than through tshuva, right? We look for skulas for tshuva, but he says you don't find that anywhere. But that's the discussion here. Good, but this was the second office, the second room where they got rid of they checked the wood for worms. And remember, they made a big party when this was done. Remember the Tu B'Av Gemara, the six reasons why Tu B'Av is a happy day. One of them is because that's the day that they stopped checking the wood for worms in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's the day that it wasn't as hot and it wasn't as dry, and therefore there will be worms. And that's what the Gemara says, that they were in Baba Basra and also the end of Tainus, that they made a big party that day. Why they make a party? So that's all the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashbam there in Baba Basra. Did they make a party because they finished a great mitzvah? And that's one of the makoros for a siyum. That's what the Rashbam says there in Baba Basra. Or is it, no, that now they have more time to learn Torah? And if they finish this, now those Kohen Bali Mumin were finished this great mitzvah. And now they're going to learn more Torah. That's what the interesting machlokas in Baba Basra, where they talk about this, Tu B'Av and the six reasons why Tu B'Av is a happy day. Okay, I'm not going to find it right now, but that's what it's here. Kuf Yud Tes or so, around there for Tu B'Av. Kuf Chaf Aleph, I think it is. Yeah, there it is. Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base, where the Rashbam says, V'osa Yom Shepasku Hayusmechem Lefi Shebosa Yom Hayimashlimin Mitzvah Gadola Kazos. That's one of the sources of making a Siyam. Right, one of the other Gemaras that are more mafurish, but because they had a party, they finished this great mitzvah. Rabbeinu Gershom on the side says now they can learn more. Mikan ve'elecha you oskin b'Torah. Mikan ve'elecha you oskin b'Torah. Okay, that is number two. Number three, Tzfonis Ma'aravis, the northwestern wall. He isalishkas mitzoraim. That's where the mitzoraim were. We can spend a lot of time on mitzora, not for now. Ma'aravis dromis. The southwestern, Omer Lezer ben Yaakov, Shachachti Ma'ai Shaisa Mishameshas. I don't remember. Lezer ben Yaakov, one of the great Tanoim. I don't remember what the southwestern room was used for. Abashal Omer, Sheshama Yunostim Yayin Veshemen. That's where the wine and oil was kept whenever you needed libations. Hiyaisa Nikres Lishkas Beishmanya. It was called the Lishka Beishmanya Shemen. The Chalaka Isa Barosha. And it was flat. Now we get back to the general, Ezra Snashim. We'll get back maybe to the, let's just finish the Mishnah and then make a comment. It was usually flat. Vehikifa b'chatzot, b'kitzotzra, shanashim Ro'os milamalan v'anashim milamatha. But, of course, on Sukkot, they made a balcony for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva so the women could be up there and see. Kedesha yilo yu mu'u ravin. So it wouldn't get mu'u rav on the bottom. If everybody had to be on the ground floor, then it wouldn't be good. So that's why they had to be upstairs, right? This is one of the sources for mechitza, right? That's at the end of Masechta Sukkah there. One of the sources for separations between men and women for tefillah. That is where it's the tikkun gadol, as is mentioned in Sukkah, and this is the tikkun gadol that they were up above so that they can see. Some of Farshim point out that women could see from the Ezras Nashim. Right, that's why in a Beis HaKnesses, the halacha is that the men shouldn't be able to focus on the women. But the women focusing on the men is not the issue, right? Remember the Ramban's Lashon in Parshas Kisavo by Hagba, so the men, women, and children should all see the Torah when it's lifted up. So again, that might just show that up above. But again, that's the sources of the Gzustra. Here it says, Shanashim ro'os milamalan, Anashim milamatan. Right, they could see, and Ramosha talks about this. Ramosha has many tshuvas about mechitza. Obviously, in the earlier couple of the decades ago, this was a major burning issue in American Jewry in the 50s and in the 60s. But many tshuvas in the first volume of Arach Chaim. Right, this one was written in 1946. Mechitza. What height it has to be, and what type of separation. Is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? That's what Moshe talks about here in the Chelek Aleph Simin Lamed Tes in Arach Chaim. And he talks about the Soreg a little bit, and we'll get into that right now. Let's continue. Good. The Tes Vamalos Olos Bitochel Ezras Yisrael, and there were 15 miles that went from the Ezras Noshim, this big area that we just described, up to the Ezras Yisrael, Kenega, Tesla, Malos, Shabbat, Hillim, Kenega, the 15 Shira Malos, Shaleim, Alevim, Omrim, Bashir. The Levim would say, would sing. The Rush points out here on the bottom line that the Levim only stayed on these 15 steps during Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's when they sung. Bashir, Besimchas Beis HaShoeva, Ketim, Mefarish, Besukkah. Aval Shir HaKarbanos, generally when they sung by the Karbanos every day, that was inside. That was inside. That was not on these steps facing the Ezras Nashim. Right? It was inside next to the Mizbeach. Al Shir Karbanos Hayeitz LaMizbeach BeEzras Kohanim. That was in the Ezras Kohanim, inside next to the east side of the Mizbeach Achitzah. But this is where they stood, at least during Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Lo Hayu Terutos Ela Mukafos Kechatzi Gon Agula. They weren't straight stairs, but they were semicircles. Chatzi Gon Agula, semicircle stairs. Good. What was the chiddush of Abba Shaul, of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Why the Mishnah had to say that? I forgot what it was used for. Shachachti ma shahaisa mishameshes. What is Rav Yehuda Hanasi telling us about the shichacha? It's reminding me a little bit of the Hakdama to the Shaar Yosher, which we haven't mentioned in a very long time, where Rav Shimon Shkab there discusses the difference between the first luchos and the second luchos. Now, why exactly was it Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he broke the luchos? Now, did he know that it was going to be another set? No. But he still broke them. Why did he just put them away? And then give it to us, you know, when we did tshuva, when he was machzer us l'tshuva. Right? Why was it, why did he break them? Bashkafa Rishona, who inyan satum, says Rav Shimon. Shaitachain, Shemosh Rabbeinu al v'shalom, ayachoshiv, shebishvil, sha'asu yisrael, se'egel, yisharu, b'li torah chas v'shalom. Did he think that we would just not get the Torah? Roy lola hamtin milolam dam ashi yisiknu maseim. Let him just put it away until we do tikkun amaisim. But lola shabram legamrei. So he says no. He says, what's the difference between the first and the second luchos? As we know, the first luchos were maise elokim. Il malo lo nishtabra luchos arishonos lo nishtachacha Torah mi Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Erev in Daf Nun Dalet. We would never have forgotten anything if we would have gotten Luchas Rishonos, because it was Maase Elokim, that's eternal. Every time we learned something, we would remember it. Shem lamad adam pamachas hayashamur bizichrono laolam. And Moshe Rabbeinu was margish that if I give the first Luchos to these people, which I see what they could do, alu adezel yos chilul hakodesh nora ma'od. She'efshar sheyizdamein sheyeh ish mushchas u'migual b'maisim ra'im baki b'kol chadriya Torah. You could have an Ishmushchas who doesn't dedicate his life to Torah, and he could be a baki in all of Torah, because nobody forgets anything. So you just learn a little bit, and you'll know it all. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Jews are not roy to get this set of luchos. I'll bring a second set of luchos, hopefully. Shnios were Maisa Elokim, not Maisa Adam. Maisa Adam, that's not eternal. You want to remember it, you got to work very, very hard. Forgetfulness is part of the human condition, and it depends on you, depends how much you push yourself. And therefore, we take a little comfort in knowing that, you know, shichacha, we're in a luchos shnios world. We're not, in a luchos rishonos world. And therefore, in order to be kohen of the Torah, you have to dedicate yourself. Shalpi ishtanus hachanas haluchos. Nitan makon lemakabli Torah levchod lekabalim al Torah shrepize roy lechol boi shari Torah lahafrish as atzma mikoleske olam. Masheinkin imhayo luchos arishonos kayamim oz dailam lekvosh or kala Torah v'lasa grova itim b'mischar v'kinyan. And therefore, that's why we have the second luchos, and that's maybe what the Mishnah is alluding to. Shachachti. Sometimes we forget. Even the great Tanaim forgot. But we have to make sure that we dedicate and push ourselves in order to remember as much as we can remember. Viter. Continuing now within. Velishkos hayutach az Ezras Yisrael. Remember there were steps, 15 steps that went from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael. So of course there were steps there. There were rooms on the side of the steps. Right, because it was going up a step. The doorways were to the Ezra's Nashim. Shasham alavim nostim kinoros and novalim umasaltayim v'kokle shir. That's where the musical instruments were kept from the Levium. That's where they kept the instruments. I saw recently the Kotzker says, we say at the end of Yishtabach, Habocher b'shirei zimra. What's shirei zimra? So the Kotzker says you can read it shiarei zimra. The shirayim, the leftovers, the remainders. Whenever we're involved in song, whether it's Simchas Torah, whether it's any other time, you know, it's the shirayim of the zemer. It's what remains in a person from the hashpa that a person had from the zemer is what's crucial. Not just the song itself, but what a person takes from the song. Habocher b'shiyare zimra. B'shiyare zimra, says the Kotzker. And so whenever we have an experience, a kumzitz, a Simchas Torah, a wedding even, any type of dancing and singing, we have to take it with us. Ezra Yisrael Isa Orech Meya Va'ama Ushlosh Mechamesh Arochav Achas Esrei. Right, so the Ezra Yisrael was the first 11 Amos. We're going from east to west now in the Azara. It was 135 by 11, because 135 was the width of the entire Azara. 11 Amos, not the width, the height. The first 11 Amos width were Ezra Yisrael. That's where the Yisraelim could go. Chen Ezra Kohanim Isa Orech Kuf Ama Valamet Hey Arochav Yud Aleph. The Ezra's Kohanim, the next 11 Amos were the same dimensions, 135 by 11. For Rashi Pishpazin, Mavdil ben Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Kohanim, and there were markers between these 11 Amos to make sure the Yisraelim knew not to go farther in. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, even though he didn't remember which room was it, but here he has his opinion. Mala Isa Gavoa Ama, there wasn't markers, but there was a step up. To differentiate. There was a platform on it. And it was the step was an Amma, and then there were three steps, each of half an Amma. So altogether, it was a 2.5 Amas higher platform for the Ezra's Kohanim, those 11 Amos from the Ezra's Yisrael. Rabbi Tzadok discusses what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes, whether there were markers, whether there was a platform. Is there a qualitative difference between the Yisrael and the Kohanim? Right? Were there just markers there, but it was the same level, or was there a step higher? Was there a step higher? That's what the Rabbi Tzadok and the Pre Tzadok and Parshas Emor discuss in this Machlokas. He says, "Tanakama ein lekoin shum maila al Yisrael ki kedushas Kohanim mitzad kedushas Yisrael." It's just more quantitative. Whereas Ben Yaakov says, "No, it's kedusha Yisera." And therefore, it's a qualitative jump, and that's why there's a step. Now the whole Azara. The whole length was 135, we know that was the height, by 187 altogether. There were 13 Ishtachavayos, right? This was connected to what we started off with today. Abba Yossi ben Chana Omer, connected Yudgimel Sharim, connected the 13 gates that were around the area. Deromim smuchim lamarav. Now we'll go through again. We had these earlier. What were the gates? The southern ones, close, starting with west. Shara Elyon, Shara Dela, Shara Bachara, Shara Mayim. V'lo menikra shmo Shara Mayim. Why is that shar called the Shara of the Mayim? Shabo machnisin slochis shamayim shal nisach b'chag. That's where they brought in the nisach Mayim for Sukkos. They brought it through that shar, right? All the the hullabaloo and the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, everything that took place there, was celebrating the Nisach HaMayim, and therefore that's where they named it that for that. We also mentioned in the past that interesting, could be a machlokas tanoim, is this really called an avoda? The Nisach HaMayim, nafkaminas, machlokas, and Mesachas Zvachim, whether if somebody's menasech mayim bachutz, whether that is considered avoda. Right, that's a question. Maybe it's totally on the source. Is Nisach HaMayim learned out from Mem Yud Mem? Is it the extra Mem Yud Mem in Parshas Pinchas? Is it Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Right, all different sources. It's fascinating that it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah. Right, what other avoda is there that it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah? Almost all, every avoda of every karban is said in the Torah. Except Nisach HaMayim is Meruma somewhere at most. And most. So why is that? So interesting. Or Ben Shein, Nisach HaMakazim Adaber, it's included. But either way, interesting. There's something secretive about the Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Ben Yaakov Omer, Bo HaMayim Mefachim Vasitim Liyos Yotzim Mitachas Mitan Abayis. Rabbi Ben Yaakov says, out of that gate is the waters going to come out during Bimos HaMashiach. As Yechezkel describes, and the Goran Yuma describes at length, that there's going to be a river, a little river that gets wider, coming out of the Beis HaMikdash, Bimos HaMashiach. So that gate is going to be involved. Ulu Matan Betzafon. What about the gates in the north? Smuch and Lemayrev, Shar Yechanya, Shar HaKarban, Shar HaNashim, Shar HaShir. We had some of these already back in Tamid. V'lamanikvar Shmo Shar Yechanya, Shebo Yatsa Yechanya B'Galus. So that's where King Yechanya was sent into his Galus. Right? The Rush again says, when Nebuchadnezzar was Maglehim, he went back in just one last time to be Mishtachaveh, and then he went out that gate. Shebe Mizrach, Shar Nikanor, Obeish Pishpishin Oyelo. Chernikonor on the east side was on the east side, and he had two little gates next to it. Hayelo echleminu vechlespolo v'shtayim v'marav lohayelohem sham. Shame. There was no name for the two in the west. Hadron l'charabayis. Now we move on to the third parak. Third parak of Maseches Midos. The second to last parak. Hamizbeach hayishloshim v'shtayim alamid beis. The mizbeach was a square, 32 by 32. The Rambam writes beautifully. In Hilchos Beis Abchira, in the second parak, the Mizbeach was Mechuvan B'Yoser. It was exact. Exact. That's why when they came back for Bayis Sheni, you couldn't just build the Beis HaMikdash. You needed the Nevi'im there. Hayas Chai Malachi. Now, Bizman Hazeh, even if we, you know, somehow we're able to build a Mizbeach, right, we can't, because we need Nevi'im to know exactly where it's supposed to be. The Rambam says, a Mizbeach b'koma Mechuvan B'Yoser, ve'ein mishanin osa mimekoma la'olam. Ubemikdash neakad Yaakov Yitzchak Avinu. Shneimar v'lech l'alei Samoria. V'nomar b'divrei Hayamim. Shlomo built it in the exact spot of Har HaMoria, and that has to be perfect. Umisores biyad hakol. Interesting lashon. Umisores biyad hakol. The Velt says. Umisores biyad hakol. The world says Shamakom Shabana Bo David Shlomo Mizbeach Bagoran Aravna. That spot. Hu Amakom Shabana Bo Avram Mizbeach Shenokar Lav Yitzchak. Hu Amakom Shabana Bo Noach. Adam was born, created, and he gave a carbon. One of the Ramban's rayas that carbonus is not just anti-avodah zarah. Adam was born, he brings a carbon. No avodah zarah then. Right? It has to be something special about it. Mizbeach was a square 32 by 32. Allah ama v'kanas ama zeo yisod. You go up an ama and in an ama. That's the yisod, that's the base. Nimse shloshim ashloshim now gets to 30 by 30. Allah chamish v'kanas ama. You go up another five amos and you go in one. Zeh asovev, that's the ledge. Nimse chavches al chavches. You're left with 28 by 28. We keep getting smaller squares. Makam akronos ama mizev ama mizen. On top you have the kronos that were used for the Zrikas of the Chatas, Ama, each one, Nimsa, Chavav, Vachavav. So the middle area between the Kronos is 26 by 26. Magam, Milach, Raglai, Kohanim, Ama, Mizev, Ama, Mizev, and the Kohanim walk around. So inside where the Kohanim walk, Nimsa, Chavdalad, Chavdalad, Makom, Hama'aracha. The inside had 24 by 24. That's where the fires were. Amr Rav Yossi argues, Mitchila, originally by Yisrishon, Lohayel, Chavches, Chavches. So it didn't start off 32, smaller. Starts off 28 by 28. Konis va'ola b'midah zu achinimsa makom aracha chaf al chaf. So everything's smaller. So he took off four. So the inside for the marachos are 20 by 20. Uksha alu b'nei agolo sifo lavara amos ben atzafon v'dal mas ben amarev they came in gam. They added on, and it turned out to be 32. But only when they came up from the for Bayis Sheni, that's where they made it bigger, and they made it by 32. Shnei amar. How do you know these were the dimensions? V'ha Ariel. The Ariel, Ariel sometimes means Yerushalayim, sometimes the Mizbeach. Ariel, or the, means the base of Mikdash. Ariel, Yud Beis Orech, B'shtei Mesrei, Rochav, Ravua. Yochosh, Enu, El, Yud Beis, Al, Yud Beis. You might think the whole thing is 12 by 12. Omer, Al, Arbas, Ribuav, Milamei, Shemina, Emsa, Humodei. You start from the middle and you go out 12 to each side. Yud Beis Amal, Kol Ruach. That's how you get 24. Good. V'chut shel sikra chogo be'emsa, and then there was a chut ha-sikra that was in the middle. Havdil be'edam al yolo dorma tachtonim. The red line, right, the achronim wonder, is this siman or siba? Is there an upper and a lower, and this just reflects, or you need the chut ha-sikra to create the upper and the lower area for this rikos adam? V'yisod ha'im ha'alech al-prekol ha-tzafar al-prekol ha-marav. The yisod is on the whole northern and western side. But va'ochamidaram ama achas or mizrach ama achas. But on the south and east, southern and eastern sides, this the yisod was only an ama. Why? As we know, the Gemara tells us in Zvachim Nun Gimel Nun Dalet that the border between Yehuda and Binyamin went right there. The entire mizbeach had to be in Binyamin, and therefore it had to be separated. Why is it so crucial? That's the Maharsha there in Zvachim that says that we separate between the religious rulers and the political rulers, Yehuda and Binyamin, and therefore the Mizbeach cannot be there. We have to have that separation in order to make sure that those two leaders did not mix. That's the Marshal. Just read the Lashon. Ulafiatam de Keser Kahuna Lochud, the Keser Malchus Lochud, Balachena Mikdashu, Keser Kahuna Lohaya Bechelik Yehuda, Sheloa Malucha, Avalishka Sagazis. So that's different. That could be in Yehuda. And this is what we mentioned before. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi gets very upset at the Chashmonaim. That's why it's a problem that after they won, they should have given the Malchus over to people from Yehuda. They were calling him. It wasn't their business to take the Malchus, right? The Rambam, as we mentioned, and other Mefarshim don't give any negative impression. Pashas, there was nobody else at that time. Malcolm Sheinish, nobody else at that time, so they took it. Maybe they weren't actually Malachim, they were just leaders. But either way, there are other explanations given to explain that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Midos, two more days left here in Seder Kachim in Maseches Midos.